بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد On one occasion, one sahabi comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and tells him that the unubi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell me something in Islam that I won't have to ask anyone after this, I won't have to ask anyone anything لا أسألوا عنه أحدا غيره So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him قُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ Say I believe in Allah ثُمَّ اسْتَقِيمْ Then remain steadfast So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this one statement. It's very, very comprehensive and it encapsulates our belief, our actions. Then there's one statement Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him, that believe in Allah and remain steadfast. Now in the recent past, many of us, we were gripped with fear, anxiety, what's going to happen. And through Allah's grace, Allah's mercy, that we were saved. And this is purely the gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many of us, we increased our amal and we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give up many wrongs and vices in our lives. So we should continue on this path. And we shouldn't be as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes in one verse of the Quran, that when the mushrikeen, when they're at sea, and they are surrounded by waves, and they know there's no way out, and then they turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sincerely, and they beg of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that oh Allah, if you save us from this, then most definitely, لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ We'll definitely be from those who are thankful. But then when Allah says, then when we deliver them to the shore, and when we save them, then Allah, فَلَمَّا أَنْجَاهُمْ إِذَا هُمْ يَبْغُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ Then they transgressed unrightfully in the earth. يَبْغُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ Then they disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, when he used to recite the verse, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ Verily those who say that our Rabb is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then they are steadfast. Then the verse goes on to say, then the malaika will come when they are leaving this world. That don't fear, don't grieve. And they'll give them glad tidings of Jannah. So you should recite this verse and it says, it refers to a person that he should be steadfast and he shouldn't be like a fox meandering around, deceitfully going this way, that way. So when things are unfavorable, now we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then when things come right, then we forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Discussing the lives of the pious people, we see this quality of istiqamah, steadfastness, glaring in their lives. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, and he was given the tasbih, what we know as the tasbih Fatimi. He said, and from the time I was given this by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I never ever left it. So someone, one of his students asked him that even on the occasion of Siffin, it was a battle, said even on that occasion, I never forgot, I never leave out this amal of tasbih Fatimi. If you look in the lives of our pious predecessors, there was a very great personality by the name of Mawlana Mahmud al-Hasan. He was known as Sheikh al-Hind, a very, very senior personality. Many of us may have heard Hazrat Tanwi rahmatullah alayhi, Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas rahmatullah alayhi, Hazrat Mawlana Madini rahimahullah. These were great, very, very great personalities as well. He was their ustad and their teacher. These were all his students. And many of them did great works. He was their ustad and their teacher. So, the British, they imprisoned him on account of treason and they put him in jail. He was in jail for a very long time, perhaps 3 years or so. And every Friday, now the conditions of Jummah don't apply in the prison. But despite that, he used to go to the, on a Jummah, he used to take a ghusl and he used to put on his best clothes, apply itar and fulfill all the etiquettes and the adab and sunan of Jummah and he used to go to the cell of the prison. And he used to tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, this is what I could do. This is what is my control. And then he used to go back and perform his dhuhr salah because Jummah didn't apply to him. So it wasn't like what we find that we will say that, you know, it doesn't apply to us. So we don't have to do it. No, but this was their zeal and this was their istiqamat in the amal of deen. So this will come when we beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And sometimes the person feels lazy, but he forces himself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq and grant us this quality of always obeying Him, whether conditions are favorable, whether it's unfavorable. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding and tawfiq.